Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Have you ever wondered how a simple shift in perspective could transform your entire day? What if I told you that the key to unlocking joy, peace, and purpose lies in the first moments of your morning? My friends, today we will explore the transformative power of starting each day with a heart of gratitude. Imagine a garden, not of flowers or vegetables, but of thoughts. Each morning, you have the choice to plant seeds of thankfulness or seeds of discontent. The seeds you sow will determine the harvest you reap throughout your day. Today, I want to explore with you the profound impact of beginning your day with thanksgiving. We'll look at how this simple practice can revolutionize your relationship with God, transform your mindset, and infuse your life with purpose. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. In the book of Psalms 118, verse 24, we read, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." These words remind us that each new day is a gift from God, worthy of our joy and gratitude. My dear friends, let's now uncover the life-changing power of morning gratitude. We will begin by exploring the transformative power of starting our day with thanksgiving. When we wake up each morning, we have a choice. We can focus on the challenges ahead, or we can choose to appreciate the blessings we've been given. This simple decision can set the tone for our entire day. In Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23, we read, "Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." These verses remind us that God's love and mercy are renewed each day. By starting our morning with thanksgiving, we align our hearts with this truth. We acknowledge God's faithfulness before we face any challenges. This practice isn't just about feeling good. It's about recognizing God's presence in our lives. When we thank God first thing in the morning, we invite him into our day. We create space for his guidance and wisdom to shape our thoughts and actions. Think about the Apostle Paul, who wrote many of his letters from prison. Despite his circumstances, he often began with words of thanksgiving. In Philippians 1 verse 3, he writes, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you." Paul's attitude of gratitude wasn't dependent on his situation. It was a choice he made, regardless of his circumstances. We can learn from Paul's example. No matter what we're facing, we can choose to start our day with thanksgiving. This doesn't mean ignoring our problems or pretending everything is perfect. Instead, it means acknowledging God's goodness, even in difficult times. When we begin our day with thanksgiving, we shift our focus from our problems to God's promises. We remind ourselves of his faithfulness in the past and his power in the present. This shift in perspective can dramatically change how we approach our day. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by challenges, we feel empowered by God's presence. Starting our day with thanksgiving also helps us cultivate a positive mindset. It's like putting on a pair of glasses that allows us to see the world differently. When we actively look for things to be thankful for, we start noticing more blessings in our lives. This practice trains our minds to focus on the positive rather than dwelling on the negative. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, Paul instructs us, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." This verse doesn't say to give thanks for everything, but in everything. Even in difficult situations, we can find reasons to be thankful. Maybe we're thankful for God's strength to endure, or for the lessons we're learning through our trials, or for the people supporting us during tough times. When we start our day looking for reasons to be thankful, we're more likely to notice God's blessings throughout the day. This attitude of gratitude can transform our relationships as well. When we're thankful, we're more patient with others. We're more likely to see the good in people rather than focusing on their flaws. This can lead to stronger, more positive relationships with family, friends, and coworkers. Starting our day with thanksgiving also helps us combat negative emotions like anxiety and worry. When we focus on God's blessings, it's harder for fear to take hold in our hearts. In Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7, we're told, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer."
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Notice how thanksgiving is linked to peace in these verses. When we approach God with thankfulness, even as we bring our concerns to Him, we open ourselves to His peace. This peace isn't dependent on our circumstances changing. It's a supernatural peace that guards our hearts and minds. By starting our day with thanksgiving, we invite this peace into our lives. From the very beginning, my friends, the power of morning thanksgiving is truly transformative. It aligns our hearts with God's truth, shifts our perspective, cultivates a positive mindset, strengthens our relationships, and invites God's peace into our lives. As we continue this sermon, we'll explore more aspects of this powerful practice. But for now, I encourage you to reflect on how you typically start your day. Are you beginning with thanksgiving, or are you allowing other thoughts to dominate your mind? Consider how you might incorporate thanksgiving into your morning routine. Remember, it doesn't have to be elaborate or time-consuming. Even a few moments of gratitude can set a positive tone for your entire day. My friends, let's now look further into the concept of thanksgiving as a spiritual discipline. When we think of spiritual disciplines, we often consider prayer, fasting, or reading the Bible. But thanksgiving is equally important in our spiritual growth. In Colossians 2 verse 7, Paul encourages believers to be rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Notice how thanksgiving is linked to being rooted in Christ and established in faith. It's not just an optional add-on to our spiritual life. It's a fundamental practice. When we consistently start our day with thanksgiving, we're cultivating a habit that shapes our spiritual journey. We're training our hearts to recognize God's goodness in all circumstances. This practice aligns our hearts with God's will and character. In Psalms 100 verse 4, we're instructed. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. This verse paints a beautiful picture of thanksgiving as the gateway to God's presence. When we begin our day with gratitude, we're essentially entering into God's presence first thing in the morning. We're acknowledging his sovereignty over our lives before we face the day's challenges. This act of thanksgiving sets the tone for our entire day. It reminds us that regardless of what we face, we're walking in God's presence. Think about the story of Paul and Silas in prison, found in Acts 16. Despite being beaten and locked up, they chose to pray and sing hymns to God at midnight. Their thanksgiving in difficult circumstances led to a miraculous deliverance. While we may not experience such dramatic events, our thanksgiving can lead to spiritual breakthroughs in our lives. It can open our eyes to see God working in ways we might otherwise miss. Practicing thanksgiving as a spiritual discipline also helps us combat the spirit of ungratefulness. In Romans 1 verse 21, Paul describes the downward spiral into sin, saying, "Because, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." Notice how a lack of thanksgiving is linked to spiritual darkness. When we neglect gratitude, we're more susceptible to negative thoughts and attitudes. But when we intentionally practice thanksgiving, especially at the start of our day, we're guarding our hearts against ingratitude. We're choosing to acknowledge God's goodness, even when we don't feel like it. This discipline of thanksgiving can be especially powerful during difficult times. When we face challenges or disappointments, our natural inclination might be to complain or despair. But if we've cultivated a habit of morning thanksgiving, we have a spiritual anchor to hold on to. We can remind ourselves of God's faithfulness in the past and trust him for the present and future. In Habakkuk 3, verses 17 to 18, the prophet declares, "Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." This passage shows us that thanksgiving isn't dependent on our circumstances. It's a choice we make based on who God is, not on what's happening around us. When we start our day with thanksgiving, we're making this choice before we face any difficulties. We're declaring our trust in God from the moment we wake up. This practice of thanksgiving also helps us develop a grateful heart throughout the day. When we begin by counting our blessings, we're more likely to notice God's goodness as we go about our activities. We become more aware of the small mercies and unexpected joys that we might otherwise overlook. In 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34, we're reminded, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." This verse encourages us to give thanks based on God's character, not our circumstances. When we start our day remembering God's goodness and mercy, we're better equipped to face whatever comes our way. We're reminding ourselves of the unchanging nature of God amidst the changing circumstances of life. My friends, as we cultivate this spiritual discipline of morning thanksgiving, we're not just performing a religious duty. We're shaping our hearts and minds to be more aligned with God's will. We're training ourselves to see life through a lens of gratitude. This practice can transform our entire approach to life. It can help us maintain joy in difficult times and deepen our appreciation in good times. It can strengthen our faith and draw us closer to God. I encourage you to consider how you can make Thanksgiving a consistent spiritual discipline in your life. Remember, it's not about perfection, but about progress. Even small steps towards cultivating gratitude can have a big impact on your spiritual journey. Let's commit to starting each day with a heart of thanksgiving and watch how God works through this simple yet powerful practice. My friends, let's now explore how starting our day with thanksgiving can create a ripple effect in our lives and the lives of those around us. When we begin each morning with gratitude, we're not just impacting our own hearts and minds. We're also influencing our interactions with others throughout the day. In Proverbs 15, verse 30, we read, "The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones healthy." When we approach life with thanksgiving, it shows in our countenance. Our grateful attitude becomes visible to others, spreading joy and positivity. Think about how different your interactions might be if you start your day focused on blessings rather than burdens. You're more likely to greet others with kindness and patience. Your thankful spirit can be contagious, uplifting those around you. In Ephesians 5, verse 20, Paul encourages us, "Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." This verse reminds us that thanksgiving isn't just a morning practice, but an all-day attitude. When we start our day with gratitude, we're more likely to maintain that perspective throughout our activities. This can lead to more positive relationships at home, in the workplace, and wherever we go. Consider how your Thanksgiving might impact your family. When you begin your day grateful for your loved ones, you're more likely to treat them with kindness and appreciation. This can foster a more loving and harmonious home environment. In the workplace, a thankful attitude can transform your interactions with colleagues and clients. You might find yourself more patient with difficult co-workers or more understanding of challenging situations. Your gratitude can inspire others to adopt a more positive outlook as well. Remember the story of Jesus healing the 10 lepers in Luke 17. Only one returned to thank Jesus, and to him Jesus said in verse 19, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." This story illustrates how thanksgiving completes our healing and restoration. When we cultivate a habit of gratitude, we open ourselves to fully receive and appreciate God's blessings. Starting our day with thanksgiving can also make us more aware of opportunities to bless others. When we're focused on what we've been given, we're more likely to notice those in need around us. This awareness can lead to acts of kindness and generosity that further spread the impact of our gratitude. In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11, Paul writes, "You will be enriched in every way to be generous, in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God." Our thanksgiving can lead to generosity, which in turn produces more thanksgiving. It's a beautiful cycle that blesses both us and those around us. Moreover, when we start our day with thanksgiving, we're better equipped to handle life's challenges. A grateful heart is a resilient heart. When difficulties arise, we can draw strength from the thankfulness we cultivated in the morning. We're reminded of God's faithfulness and provision, which gives us courage to face adversity. In James 1, verses 2 to 3, we're encouraged, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Starting our day with thanksgiving helps us develop this joyful perspective, even in the face of trials. It doesn't mean we ignore our problems, but rather that we approach them with faith and hope. The ripple effect of morning thanksgiving extends to our witness as Christians as well. When others see our consistent gratitude, especially in difficult circumstances, they may be drawn to the source of our joy. Our thankfulness becomes a powerful testimony to God's goodness and faithfulness. In 1 Peter 3, verse 15, we're instructed, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Our attitude of thanksgiving can open doors for us to share the hope we have in Christ. People may ask why we're so positive, or how we maintain joy in challenging times. These questions provide opportunities to share about God's love and grace in our lives. My friends, the practice of starting our day with thanksgiving isn't just about personal benefit. It's about allowing God's goodness to flow through us and impact the world around us. It's about becoming channels of His love and grace to others. When we cultivate a heart of gratitude, we're better able to fulfill the command in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11. "Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing." Our thanksgiving equips us to encourage and build up others. It helps us see the best in people and situations rather than focusing on the negative. This positive outlook can transform our relationships, our work, and our communities. My friends, I encourage you to think about the potential impact of your morning thanksgiving. Consider how it might change your interactions with your family, your coworkers, or even strangers you meet throughout the day. Imagine the ripple effect of your gratitude spreading to touch the lives of those around you. Remember, every small act of thanksgiving can have a far-reaching impact. Your choice to begin each day with gratitude can be the start of a beautiful transformation, not just in your life, but in the lives of many others. Let's commit to being carriers of thanksgiving, spreading God's joy and love wherever we go. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Creator of all that is seen and unseen, I come before your throne of grace with thanksgiving and praise. Your majesty fills the earth, and your glory shines in every corner of creation, revealing your infinite power and love. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the author of all life. I stand in wonder at your infinite wisdom and boundless grace. Your mercy endures forever. Great is your faithfulness. Lord, I thank you for the gift of this new day and for the gift of life. Thank you for your unfailing love that greets me each morning. I'm thankful for the blessings you've poured into my life, both seen and unseen. Merciful Father, I ask for your forgiveness for my sins and for the times I've taken your blessings for granted. Forgive me for the moments I've begun my days with complaints instead of thanksgiving. I choose now to forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness or anger from my heart. Lord, ignite within me a spirit of thanksgiving that burns bright from the moment I wake up each day. Help me to see your goodness in every circumstance, to recognize your hand in every blessing. Transform my heart, O God. That gratitude might be my first response in all situations. Let thanksgiving be the key that unlocks the door to your presence in my life each morning. I declare that I am a child of the Most High God, loved and cherished. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any spirit of ungratefulness or discontentment that tries to take root in my heart. I bind the lies of the enemy that would blind me to your blessings. I claim a spirit of joy and thankfulness over my life, my home, and my loved ones. Father, teach me to cultivate a heart of gratitude that overflows into every area of my life. Let my thanksgiving be a sweet aroma rising to your throne, delighting your heart. Let my gratitude be contagious, spreading hope and joy to everyone I encounter. Lord, I pray for a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit to empower my thanksgiving. Break every chains of negativity or criticism that have held me back from praising you fully. Open my eyes to see the countless blessings that you've scattered along my path each day. Give me a thankful heart that perseveres, even in the midst of trials and challenges. Heavenly Father, I ask for your healing touch upon every area of my life. Heal any wounds of disappointment or bitterness that have hindered my gratitude. Restore my joy and renew a right spirit within me, that I might praise you wholeheartedly. I pray for protection against the attacks of the enemy that would seek to steal my thankfulness. Shield me from discouragement, doubt, and fear that may threaten to overshadow your blessings. Lord, guard my mind against comparison and envy. Surround me with your hedge of protection, that I might dwell securely in your love. Lord, I lift up my loved ones before you, asking that you pour out these same blessings upon them. Let them experience the transformative power of beginning each day with thanksgiving. Fill their hearts with gratitude, their mouths with praise, and their lives with your joy. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, joining our voices in a chorus of thanksgiving that rises to your throne. Unite us, O God, in a spirit of gratitude that transcends our circumstances and strengthens our faith. We declare that we are a thankful people, chosen to declare your praises to the world. Together, we thank you for victory over negativity and choose to see your goodness in all things. We are grateful for your protection over us, guarding our hearts and minds. Let your Holy Spirit fill us afresh, that our lives might overflow with thanksgiving and draw others to you. Lord, we give thanks for the power of beginning our days with gratitude, recognizing it as a gateway to your presence. Let our thanksgiving touch lives and transform communities for your glory. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember, to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.